Seventh grader Kevin Strensky wrote all his papers at home last year, which wasn't all bad.
The problem is if I had a question on how to do something or how to edit it or anything like that, I wouldn't have anybody to help me except for like my sister, but she doesn't really help that much.
But that was last year. This year, Strensky writes his papers during class with a lot of one-on-one help.
Do you know why this has a comma there?
From his English teacher, Troy Cochran.
I really don't know.
You don't know? Did you read the sentence out loud?
Cochran decided starting this year he'd give the flipped classroom a try. The name, by the way, refers to homework and class lectures flipping places. Cochran's students now do the bulk of their homework in his classroom, and Cochran delivers all of his lectures via YouTube.
So, Gina, what are we going to learn today?
All right, so let's learn how to make a 5-paragraph essay.
It's less about the videos than what Cochran says the videos free him up to do. The flip allows him to help individual students in class as they work at their own pace on different projects Cochran assigns. Take that 5-paragraph essay. If he assigned it in his old class...
There's some kids that would do nothing the whole week and wait till the night before just to write it. This way, I know they're doing the whole writing process because I see them through the whole writing process.
Cochran is part of a growing group of teachers nationwide who are giving flipped classrooms a try. Their numbers may be small now, and research behind the practice may be scarce, but their work has caught the attention of state education officials. John Keller is Assistant Superintendent for Technology at the Indiana Department of Education. Keller says the flipped classroom is part of a broader push to bring new ideas to the state's public schools.
We've heard about kids powering down when they come to school. And so any model that has a potential for increased engagement and for the relevance of school to increase for kids, I think that's something that demands a second look.
But Keller is measured in his praise. He says it takes the right teacher to make the flipped classroom work. And some of the model's critics say the idea sounds like something educators have been trying to avoid. It sounds sort of like a reinvention of the film strip teacher.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And now the kids just watch the film strips at home.
Frank Noskezi is a teacher in New York State who's criticized flipped classrooms on his blog. Noskezi says aside from the fact not every student has access to the internet at home, flipping doesn't necessarily force teachers to think outside the box. Noskezi says YouTube lectures aren't all that different from a textbook.
Some teachers use the textbook well as a supplement to their class, and then other teachers use the textbook as the driving force for their class, which is usually pretty disastrous.
Yeah, log off your computers and get ready for reading.
A month and a half into his flipped experiment, Cochran admits to a couple minor kinks. A few parents had to get faster internet connections so their kids could watch the videos. But Cochran says if internet access were truly an issue, he could send kids home with DVDs. Overall, Cochran says the method is working, and it's gaining attention among teachers.
Educators are always presented with the next new thing, but you can tune a lot of them out really fast. People aren't tuning this out.
Meaning this might be one new method teachers won't be able to be flip about. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.